It's Saskatchewan's hit music, Q98. My name is Tyler. Darian joins me. We have finished up our farmer's wraps from Tim Hortons.
Yes.
And now
it's time for dessert.
It's time for dessert. So what do we have for dessert today, Darian?
We have something that I've made before. It's called Hello Dollies. They're from the 1960s. And this is actually my dad's favorite Christmas baking dish. So I make it every year for him. And if he's listening, he's probably going to be jealous that I'm not sharing with him. But that's besides the point.
I have tried this before.
Yes.
But it was a couple of years ago.
Yeah, it's been a while since I had made these Serrani Buddies, so we'll have to see if you remember.
What am I seeing here? I got, I don't know what's on the bottom. It looks like chocolate in the middle.
It's a graham cracker crust, and then there's a whole bag of chocolate chips. There's walnuts, and then coconut, and then you pour a whole can of sweetened condensed milk on top, and then you pop it in the oven for about half an hour.
It's a winner.
It's honestly my favorite thing to make. It's so, like, it's the way that the sweetened condensed milk, like, just, like, melts everything together.
Yeah.
Just, it's so good. And it basically candies the coconut, and it's, yeah, it's just delicious.
It's such a good combination of sweetness, but also, like, baking, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it's like a pastry, but it's also sweet. It's that combination, like the graham cracker crust and the coconut. I'm a big fan of coconut, so I really like that.
With the walnuts in there as well, they add kind of like, I don't know, almost like an earthy kind of, because of the nutty flavor to it. So it definitely is like a good balance of flavors.
Yeah, I'm also a big texture guy when it comes to stuff like this. So to have the gooey chocolate with the crunch of those walnuts with a little bit of the crunch from the coconut as well, it's all coming together. It's all merging very nicely. Sometimes those textures don't go together. In here, though, I don't know if it's the taste or the textures, they're all coming together.
Oh, that's good.
Very nicely. Is there a fancy way that you have to make this, or you just kind of throw everything into a pan? And
you just throw everything into the pan, make sure you have your layers, and you're good to go.
Nice. So are you going to be posting the recipe?
Yes, I'll have the recipe posted on Q98.ca, so if you want to go and check it out, you can head over there.